Fast Friday. Let's make it
all
happen.
Set. Yeah, Fast Friday. That's what it was. Feels like a Thursday, but for us, 2 days before the game, we treat it like a typical Friday in season. Good light work, good mental day. So it was good. I think for us starters this week, you know, we expect them to probably play a half, maybe a little more. We'll see. Other than that, we're excited to play at home. I think, you know, for us, we've been on the road the first 2 weeks and really look forward to getting in front of our home fans, and our fans are terrific, and look forward to getting out there and showing them what Raider football is all about.
Did you do any game plan stuff this week at all?
What we did, you always put a plan together. So, I mean, technically you're doing some portion of it, but this week, knowing that, you know, we're going to play them early in the year, it was a little bit of understanding of what you like and what, you know, thoughts you have, more collection of that. But in terms of, you know, trying to, you know, let it all air out on week three, it's not really, you know, a sound approach. So, but we're prepared and looking forward to competition. You know, I think they're running the ball as well as anybody in the league right now, so it'll be a great test for our run defense. And you know, defensively, Coach LeBeau is well known for bringing a lot of different looks up front, you know, with their looks on defense. So against our offense, that'll be great for us preparation wise. So looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to getting to see what Jalen Richard can do in a game?
We are. It looked like he had a good week. Anticipate him being able to play. So, we've been excited to see him. And obviously he had the minor setback, but he's done great, had a good week of practice, and we're excited to get a look at him.
You see Jack out of that, I don't know, for lack of a better term, that second kind of wave of linebackers that you got going on right now from Cowser and Toomer and those guys.
Well, it's competitive right now, you know, for the backup spots on our team. So, you know, continue to let it play out. These next 2 weeks will be important, you know, in determining those battles. So, you know, we've had a good camp, a lot of exposure to them. You know, we have feelings on how they sit as of today, but, you know, these are a couple of big games coming up, and their special teams impact as well will be measured.
Have you guys used any of the tackling dummies, the electronic ones?
No, we haven't. I saw a video where they had him in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin. So, no, not yet. We had the kind that we would drag around. So we got movement, but we had to drag them ourselves. So now they're coming up pretty soon. They're going to have a battery in a robot or something. And we're going to tackle that, so we're not tackling each other. So.
It's the Niners. Yeah, 49ers using one of those robot controls.
Really? Yeah. It's coming. So yeah, that's you know, really more off-season work, you know, than in-season. But yeah, we're all of the teams are exploring all the potential opportunities to develop and work with your players with the rules the way they're set up. You know, you can't go player on player, so you're going player on moving dummy.
Without making it sound like an injury question, how's Reggie Nelson? Who knows, he hasn't been out there the past couple of days.
Yeah, there's a good chance we'll end up holding him. You know, we don't talk to specifically, but, you know, I think we all saw he didn't work this week much, so there's a good chance we'll hold him.
Do you want to see any of the other running backs besides Latavius with the first team line, or is that something you'd like to see in the preseason? Or
say that again?
See like DeAndre or Jalen with the first team offensive line, or do you want to just...
I would like to get a few looks at both of those guys with our first group. So, yeah, we expect to get that done Saturday night.
Good.
All right. Thank you.